across the street and one house over, neighbors, have an invisible electric fence. I know this because they have two beautiful yellow labs. Now, those dogs are now geriatric, but they weren't when we moved in there. And when they were younger, in the morning, they would burst out of the front door and run around the yard, but they never, ever left it. At some point, they had learned that there was a boundary there. Maybe they had had a visual cue. I've seen people before when they put the invisible fence in their yard and they put up all these little bitty tiny flags all the way around where the fence is so that the dog knows, oh, that's where the fence is. But that's not what really teaches them. Maybe they had a collar that beeped when they got close to it. I've seen that. They might have had both. They might have had the little fence with the flags and the collar that beeped, but that's not really what taught them. Because the first time they heard that beep, they didn't know what it meant. At some point, they experienced the shock, that unpleasant tingling feeling that happens when you touch an electric fence. And they learned what? To stay in the yard. In the passage from Acts that I read this morning, Peter is being questioned because he has gone beyond the invisible fence, clear out of the yard. The leaders in the church of Jerusalem, and remember that this is before Christianity and Judaism had split, and so these were Jews who were followers of Jesus. They were concerned that Peter had gone beyond the boundary. Peter had been in Joppa, and there he had had this vision about a picnic blanket full of Fear Factor-worthy foods descending and spreading out in front of him, and a voice told him, rise, kill, and eat. Now, I looked up some of the Fear Factor food challenges just to help us imagine Peter's reaction to the idea of eating those animals that were on that picnic blanket that came down. I can't talk about them. You can remember. I can't list them. That's how Peter felt. Those animals were not food. They were beyond the boundary. Peter reacted, oh Lord, I would never put that in my mouth. You know that. And the answer came, never consider unclean what God has made pure. Three times this scene played out in Peter's vision, and then a knock came at the door. And three men were there, saying that they had been sent to bring him to Caesarea to a man named Cornelius. Now, Cornelius was beyond the boundary himself. And Peter went, and he brought six others beyond the boundary with him to Cornelius's house. Now, eating with somebody like Cornelius was taboo. That is why they needed to talk to Peter when he got to Jerusalem. He ate beyond the bounds. Cornelius was a Gentile. He wasn't Jewish. He wasn't circumcised. He didn't follow the law. In fact, he was a Roman centurion. Never mind that he was a man of prayer, he was charitable, and he was kind. Peter never should have even known those things. He never should have gotten close enough to find those things out because he shouldn't have socialized with him. And he went to his house and he ate with him. Reverend Richard Game is an Episcopal priest in Dunwoody, Georgia, near Atlanta. And he recalls getting a phone call about 9:30 one morning. His dog had escaped their invisible fence. It had kept her inside for many years, he says, but today she had broken through. Something unusual had happened. It was the first day of what the news media came to call Snowmageddon 2011. Do you remember that in Atlanta? Atlanta would be shut down completely for a week. And Reverend Game's dog? Snow isn't common in Atlanta. But it wasn't the first time that they had had snow. It wasn't the first time that the boundary around the yard had been obscured by a blanket of white. So why had she broken through the boundary this time when she hadn't before? Well, this time school had closed. And that morning, children, including Reverend Game's own children, were whizzing down the hill, the best hill in the neighborhood, to slide down. And it just happened to be in Reverend Game's side yard, just beyond that electric fence. So what happened? She saw those kids, and she crossed the boundary because it was worth it. Now she was playing in the snow with the kids, and she was running and romping and chasing, and her joy was visible as she bounded up and down that hill chasing those sleds. And the incredible thing is that once we endure the momentary discomfort of crossing that boundary, relationships and great joy await us too. That's what Peter found out. The truth is, we are all bound by invisible fences. We have dividing lines between us and them, clean and unclean, even today. We have taboos that if they were placed in front of us on a picnic blanket, we would cringe. We have people that we don't socialize with. We don't reach out across the boundaries because it's uncomfortable. As Doug was planning for the peacemaking retreat last month, the question sort of bubbled to the surface. And the question was, can we have coffee? Can we sit down to a cup of coffee and have a conversation? And it's not really a question that we need to ask our friends. We have coffee with our friends all the time. But can we sit down to a cup of coffee with someone who differs from us? Whether that difference is political, or religious, or about lifestyle, can we sit down and talk about it? Can we listen to each other? Can we share our point of view in a non-defensive way? Can we discuss without trying to change? Peter left Cornelius and went to Jerusalem, and Cornelius didn't change his Gentile ways. He didn't start following the Jewish law. He didn't get circumcised. And the message that Peter got was that that was okay. My friends, it is hard to get the courage to break through beyond that invisible fence. Whether it is to invite someone who is a supporter of a different political party to have coffee, or a person who's a member of a different denomination, or even a different faith tradition, or a different culture, or a different lifestyle, it is hard to get the courage to break through that invisible fence. But I want you to think about Reverend Game's dog out there in the snow, chasing the kids. The joy of the kingdom of God is beyond the fence. We, like Peter, are reminded of the words of the Lord. John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And Peter's reflection, if God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in Jesus, why are we trying to limit God? Amen. Are there prayer concerns this morning in the Farmington family? Yes, Michael.